Early Sunday evening, a deluge of boulders, logs, and mud cascaded down a steep, narrow creek on the uphill side of Mitkoff Highway at about 6.2 mile. The debris slid across both lanes and partway into a turnout on the other side.
At about 6:30 Sunday evening, we received a call of a massive landslide at about 6 mile.
Police Chief Dale Stone says officers responded along with crews from the State Department of Transportation and Petersburg Power and Light. Stone was off duty and on his way home from out the road when he came upon the scene.
Well, I can tell you it wasn't the typical mudslide that we often see out there dribbling down into the ditch and out into the road a little bit. It was almost all the way across the road. In fact, would have blocked traffic, except that it happened to occur right there at that pullout, almost directly across from it. And so a few cars were able to get by until the work crews got up there.
Police temporarily closed off the road and put out a message on KFSK radio, while DOT and power line crews spent about 5 hours clearing the road and power lines.
There were logs and debris up against the power lines and putting significant pressure on them and the power pole. And Power and Light had to get up there in high winds and rain and with the tension on those the poles and then cut that away with a chainsaw in order to free those lines up. And, of course, anytime you're cutting on something like that that's under tension, you're never sure which way it's going to bounce, so a lot of praise for those guys.
There were no homes in the path of the slide, and Stone says there were no reports of injuries. There was a power outage along the highway, but City Electric Superintendent Joe Nelson says fortunately there was not a lot of damage to the equipment.
As the slide came down, there were trees with it that were pretty much upright, and those upright trees got into the telephone and cable TV underbuild and slapped our wires together. That's what caused the outage when the wires were slapped together. So we had an outage all the way from Scow Bay Substation South. They were able to clear the trees out of the line and unwrap things. It did twist one cross arm that they had to straighten out and then put the power back on and people back in service.
Power and Light went out again in the morning to double-check the power line. State DOT Foreman Ted Sokol estimates the slide on the highway was 7 feet tall and 125 feet wide. There were logs and trees from 6 inches to 4 feet wide and 30 feet long, along with substantial rocks and boulders. Sokol's crew moved it all off the road and into the pullout.
We had brought our loader out and the backhoe and just dumped everything in the parking lot there. To clean up the highway and get the culverts dug out. And we still have more work to do out there. We've got to clean up to damage some of the inlet ends of the culverts, but they are draining, but not very well.
Sokol expects the DOT has several more days of work to clean up the drainage ditches and repair the culverts that normally divert the uphill runoff, but the roadway itself is clear.
Just drive with caution through there. We cleaned everything up, and then we broomed and plowed and broomed everything with our small portable broom we have there, but it could be a little bit slippery until it gets everything, the mud and stuff off the road. But center lines fairly open, and you can see the fog lines. They're a little bit hazed, but the rain will take care of that stuff.
Sokol believes the slide started at least 1,000 feet up on the steep hillside, and this is not the first time. Following heavy rains back in December 1988, a more immense slide blocked the highway at the same spot. There were also major slides at that spot and just to the north in October 1986. About 2 inches of rain fell in Petersburg on Sunday, which is not even half of the daily record for this time of year. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.